بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Ayatollah Khamenei elaborates on six key points of Imam Khomeini's testament. June 4, 2018. I'd like to tell our dear youth who are active at their universities, Islamic seminaries, industrial facilities, in agricultural and scientific fields, or in the arts, that they are halfway through. They have had to face numerous obstacles so far, yet they have managed to preserve. You, dear youth, can tread on the other half of the path. The enemy wants to prevent you from treading on this essential half and reaching the summit with a strong determination, as you have already proven that you are capable of doing so. There is another point in our magnanimous Imam's testament, which is a warning to youngsters against plots that are particularly designed for them. If young adults of a country are determined to push their country forward, they need to be lively, dynamic, healthy, strong, and keen towards working on and making progress.
اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
In order to destroy this spirit in our Iranian youth, they try to dishearten them through planning various schemes, spreading corruption, promoting immorality, publicizing drugs, and forming organized hate groups. The Iranian youth ought to be on high alert. Today, the determined fight against drug use on the part of the officials of the Islamic Republic is a great jihad and a deep-rooted movement to help the Iranian nation move forward. They do not want the dynamism of Iranian youth in workshops, laboratories, universities, scientific arenas, and in agriculture and industrial fields. Youth who indulge in their sexual desires or in drugs are not in the mood to work nor in the mood to think. Such youth with addictions do not have the strength to work, nor do they enjoy enough innovation or determination. Today, we should fight the organized plots which are aimed at encouraging the Iranian youth to indulge themselves in carnal desires, drugs, and various sexual entertainments. These are very dangerous plots indeed. First off, it is up to the people themselves, especially the youth, to fight against those plots.
That you've